the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Nicole Lappin. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Chrysler has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. In a statement, the company says the filing of the automaker is in its best interest. The company failed to meet today's Treasury Department deadline to reach deals with creditors who loan the company about $7 billion. Meantime, Chrysler says it has reached an agreement in principle with the Italian automaker Fiat to establish a global alliance of sorts to form what it calls a vibrant new company. All schools are closed in Mexico, which has been hit hardest by the swine flu virus, the strain also known as H1N1. Mexico's president is telling people to stay home for about 5 days. Starting tomorrow, non-essential government offices will be closed until next Tuesday. The World Health Organization has confirmed 236 cases of swine flu around the globe. Well, it appears the August wedding for the suspected Craigslist killer is not going to happen. That's according to a lawyer for Philip Markoff's fiance, Megan McAllister. He confirms the wedding is being, quote, dismantled, and says that the evidence against Markoff is making McAllister and her family reevaluate him.
Obviously, they're disturbing to anybody who would look at that particular items that have been put forth in the meeting, but obviously, you gotta have to understand that that's not the person that she knew and loved. That's not the person that her family took into their family as the person that was going to marry their daughter. So you have that big dichotomy of what this person was to them and what he's now being portrayed in the media.
Markoff has pleaded not guilty to killing a woman at the Boston Marriott. He also denies robbing another woman he also reportedly met through Craigslist. And those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source, online, on TV, or on your cell phone.
...在线英语听力士,感谢您的收听,请推荐给身边的好友。